The Warriors and Hornets set to square off here in Charlotte, North Carolina at the Spectrum Center on Wednesday night. And it's the fifth game of a six-game road trip that wraps up on Friday in Detroit. And many storylines to address, as we heard from head coach Steve Kerr after today's shoot-around leading into the game against the Hornets.
It's a considerable injury report. Do you take a big sigh heading into this game and go forth?
I kind of like it.
Why is that?
In a weird way, it's a good thing. It's a good thing for our team. Obviously, I want all our players healthy. And my biggest takeaway from tonight is that I feel bad for Steph. You know, it's his one trip home a year, and he always looks forward to this game. And so I feel bad for Steph. I think big picture-wise, over the next couple of weeks, it's an opportunity for our team to get better because we have to. We have no choice but to be more efficient and more precise with the way we play. And so we've got to look at it at that as that that opportunity. But first thought is just feel bad for Steph.
Steve, you talked to Steph, and how's he feeling? Have you talked to him, and how's he feeling?
Yeah, he's. I think all things considered, it's good news yesterday. The MRI was pretty good, and hopefully it'll be you know, a few weeks, and then and he'll be back. And you know, it's not anything that's too serious. At least that's our first impression, and we'll be very careful with him.
Were you a little worried when you first saw him?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always worried about guys when they go down, and you know, as I said, the reports were good, and so we'll deal with it, and we'll move on.
In a situation like this, how nice is it to have a guy like Sean who's proven himself in this league and has filled in for Steph before?
Yeah, I mean, having Sean, having Andre, having multiple guys who can handle the ball, KD, Draymond, it softens the blow quite a bit because you got a lot of guys who can orchestrate and calm us down, settle us down. And so obviously we're blessed with a very deep roster, and we're going to need to use everybody.
Start the whole time, Steph's out?
I haven't decided yet. It might be a game-to-game thing based on matchups, but we'll see. I'll let you guys know tonight.
McCaw's out tonight.
McCaw's out. Draymond is questionable. Obviously, Steph's out. Zaza will play.
I assume that Sean basically has to start tonight.
Not necessarily. You know, we'll look at all of our options, and we can mix and match. We're not necessarily going to have the same lineup night in and night out while Steph is out.
I think Quinn Cook's going to get some run.
Yeah, especially with Patrick not playing tonight. We'll play Quinn.
Steve, specifically with a leadership component, how do you kind of see the guys kind of filling in that gap with Steph out?
Well, again, it's a positive in that regard. We have to step up and play well without him. You know, last year without KD, after those first few games when we struggled, we settled in and played really well. And a team like ours, I think will respond well without Steph too, because you know, you feel threatened. All of a sudden, you're without one of your best guys, and you're, you know, you realize you're vulnerable. And when you're vulnerable, you tend to have your guard up a little bit, and I anticipate that'll happen. Our defense has to be good. We got to take care of the ball. We talk about those things all the time, but, you know, Steph bails us out, you know, half the time. 22 turnovers, and we still win because Steph makes 4 threes in a row in transition. Well, that's not happening. So we've got to execute and be more efficient.
Coach, over the last 3 years, you guys have pretty much stormed out as far as the standings go. Everybody talking about you guys. Now it's like you guys are taking a cautious approach this season while all these other teams are trying to figure out. They're getting a lot of the pub right now. Is that a good place for y'all to be in to kind of fly? You guys not under the radar, but it's a different position.
We're definitely not under the radar. We're always on the radar.
Well, I believe it. I know.
Yeah.
Is it a different position?
It's a different position, but it's not anything that I give too much thought to. Every year is different. It's unique in its own right. We just have to play. We just got to go through the season and keep trying to get better and adapting to whatever circumstances present themselves. And obviously, right now, we're faced with a real challenge because Steph is the guy who makes us go. I mean, we have great players, we've got all stars, but Steph is the engine. Everything we do revolves around him. So we're going to have to adapt. We're going to have to execute better. Our cutting has to be sharper. Our screening has to be better. Our decision making has to be better. And like I said, in the long run, I think it'll be a good thing. I thought last year, the fact that KD went out and we got better helped us in the playoffs because we had to be better. And we have to take the same approach this year without Steph. We've got to improve. We got to lock in.
How would you like KD to respond in Steph's absence?
You know, the biggest thing is we don't need KD and Klay to shoot every time. You know, that's going to be the word is, you know, now it's time for KD and Klay to step up. But we don't need them to step up by shooting every time. We need them to step up with leadership and calming influences and make sure we're executing our stuff really well. You know, we're the best transition team in the league. Our half-court offense sometimes is lacking because we rely too much on our talent and we don't maybe pay attention. We've got to pay attention. This has to grab our attention as a team, and that's where we can make the most improvement. Anyway, whether Steph's here or not, is our half-court execution, our attention to detail. That's what KD and Klay need to pay attention to, not, you know, I'm going to get 40 to make up for Steph's absence.
That's got to be nice as a coach, though, you know, just, hey, let's just toggle Durant's, you know, usage rate a little bit up, right?
Oh, I mean, it's the ultimate luxury to, you know, lose one MVP and have another one to go to. I mean, that's crazy. Most coaches don't even have the first option, you know. And as a staff, we've got two guys like that, obviously. But what makes our team special is not you know, having an MVP or having two MVPs. It's having a team of playmakers. And I want Sean involved. I want Andre involved. I want David West, you know, playing on the block, and KD and Klay can foster all that by moving the ball and cutting and screening, and then everything will come out in the wash and we'll play well. But we can't get into ISO situations and just think that, you know, just because we have a lot of talent, ISO stuff will bail us out. We got to work the ball, move the ball.